of the day to you, whatever time that it is that you're listening to it. You know what time it is, you guys. It is your favorite cousin you didn't know you needed, Lady Painting 90 on TikTok. Also, Lady Painting _MUA on the gram. Welcome back to another episode of Ask Your Cousin. Give yourselves a round of applause. So, how have you guys been doing? I'm out here struggling at life, but what else is new? Let's take a sip of coffee for that one. So here's an interesting thing. Okay, so first and foremost, where are you guys at? Because I haven't been getting your emails, haven't been getting your questions, your crazy stories. Where they at? But anyway, me and a good friend of mine, good Judy, as I like to call him, me and her were having a really interesting discussion, and this made me think about the topic that I wanted to come to the podcast with. Now, of course, you know, we're not a podcast per se that is all about, you know, just talking about sex and men and everything else. I mean, of course, we can always talk about those things. But I do have a legitimate question that I want you guys to answer. So let me paint the scenario, right? I don't care what type of listener you are. You could be male, female, non-binary. We love you all here. Thank you for being the best part of the podcast and just my life in general. I appreciate you. So here is the question. Does it matter that the person you might be dating may have bad sex? Is that a deal breaker? All right, so let's paint the scenario, right? Let's say you meet this person. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be a Wookiee for all I care. I have no idea. Whatever, you know, does your thing. It could be a tricycle. I don't know. That's your prerogative. But anyway, let's just say that you meet this person, right? You guys have amazing conversation. They're everything that you ask for. Thoughtful, generous, you know, loving, intelligent. You know, that's rare nowadays. but no, let's be for real. Let's say that they have all these amazing qualities, right? And then you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they finna get some tonight. This is like the fifth or sixth date. Let's just say that, right? And then next thing you know, y'all get it on and you're like, what the fuck is this? Now, this is where the decision must be made. You ask yourself, do I teach them how I like it? Or do I be like, hell no, where my clothes at? Let me get all my shit off the floor. Let's go. Where my spend the night bag? I ain't spending the night. That's a legitimate question. Cause you know, here's the thing. I'm 33 years old. And even though, of course, I've had my share of lovers, you know, I have plenty of stories, trust and believe me. But no, here's my thing. Is bad sex a deal breaker for you for a relationship? And let me paint the picture a different way. Now, let me give you a perspective, okay? In case you have ever encountered this situation, here's a perspective to take it as. This person knows you on a mental level, right? Okay, cool. That's great. That's beautiful. But they may not know how to go there with you on a physical level. And here's the thing that I think some guys are not willing to openly admit. This is just some guys, even some women even. But some people don't like to be told what they're doing wrong. And I think that is so messed up in the grand scheme of things. And what I also think is messed up is that a lot of women are not saying that it's not being done right. All right, I'm gonna paint the perfect picture for you. So let's say you're back in college. There's this guy that everybody wants. I'm gonna paint it in a perspective this way. There's this guy that everybody wants. All the girls are like, oh my God. And then the guys wanna be him, everything else, right? He's interested in you. And you're like, oh shit, okay then. I know I was dripping with the sauce anyway. And next thing you know, you're like, you mean to tell me this macho man here that everybody is wanting and that's all he bringing to the table? Like, that's it? So here's the thing. A lot of times popularity does not mean that you necessarily know what you're doing. And the problem that I also hate is that a lot of women don't open their mouth when they're not satisfied. You cannot be that crazy about a person and also not be concerned about your own well-being. It's not rude to tell them that the truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth will set you free. Don't have these motherfuckers out here sharing mediocrity. Don't have them spreading that around like it's greatness and it's not. Don't do that. You're setting the next girl up for failure. If there is a next girl. Because after that, we just never know. I really think that if a person is truly interested in you, right, if they really care about your needs and you care about their needs, that you guys need to have a conversation of how you want to do things and how, you know, things that you like and what you don't like and you know, and so forth. And I don't think by any means that makes you like, you know, a cunt or an asshole just for being open and honest. So let me tell you something right now. If you are going through this where you are enjoying a person and you're starting to think maybe you guys would be better off as friends because the sex life is not there, it's just like, hell no. Really have open dialogue about it. Like, ask them what do they like intimately, and then have them ask you what they like. Now, these are the motherfuckers I can't stand. The ones when they say, well, I ain't never had a complaint before. Yeah, motherfucker, because nobody wanted to hurt your feelings. Those are the ones that kill me. Those are actually the ones that ain't shit when it comes to bedroom sex because they only are out for themselves. Those are the people that you got to avoid. They're usually men. But anyway, the point is that those are the ones that you have to avoid because they're only out for selfish gain. And there's nothing that can grow from somebody that is only intently focused on themselves and focused on previous encounters. Because here's the part that people fail to realize. What such and such may have liked, I may not like. That person might like their earlobes licked on. I hate that shit. I don't like it at all. Don't do that because I'm going to instantly be like, get off me. And that's the problem that people fail to realize. You can't do the same shit on every damn body. And then on top of that as well, you're still learning each other's bodies. You're still trying to figure it all out. You got to be open and willing to figure it out. And that's the biggest key about it. So that's really what's going to tell you. Here's the thing. And I tell this to somebody and I was like, this is how you're going to know what type of partner you have. Literally, I'm so serious. If you are listening to this right now, which by the way, thank you for listening. Welcome to the family. But no, if you're listening to this right now and you're in a brand new budding relationship, y'all are getting ready to go to the physical sides of the attributes. This is how you're going to know how this person is going to treat you going forward. And this is the reason why I'm not saying that sex is the main key of a relationship, but sex is also a big part of communication. Hear me out. So let's say, for example, you communicate your needs to your partner. You're like, hey, the way that you did this, it doesn't really do anything for me, but I loved when you did that. And if they reciprocated to where they're like, okay, hey, I hear you. I'm taking this in. I'm taking into consideration how this makes you feel. Then great. You got magic. It's gonna work. You can make it work. Y'all might fall the fuck apart for something else, but at least you know this person cares about your needs and your wants. Now, here's the flip side. Like I said before, if you tell this person like, hey, this really didn't do it for me. I actually prefer to go, you know, this speed or this tempo. And they're like, well, I've been doing it like this forever and nobody's ever complained. You just don't know what you like. Wait a minute. What? I'm sorry. What? That's somebody. Run. Run, girl. Run for your goddamn life because it ain't gonna work. I'm telling you, somebody that is that selfish to the point where they do not care to hear anything, any input, any feedback about an encounter that they just had, that you just had with them, right? Because here's the thing. I look at sex as an experience, and I look at sex with a person you care about, one of the most, you know, intimate experiences that you can have with a person because you two are sharing each other's bodies. You are connected to each other. It is a very intimate and passionate thing if you choose to let it be. But the problem is only one person can't be bringing that passion. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It has to be met on an equal playing field. And so if you're dealing with somebody that's a little bit selfish sexually, they're going to probably be selfish in other avenues of your relationship if you choose to try to think that you're going to embark on that. And that's the reason why I asked the question, because hey, if you guys are not going to ask me questions, I'm going to ask you one. So with that being said, do you think that bad sex can be fixed if the right person wants to fix it? Or is it something that if they got it, they just got it. And if they don't, they just don't. And you know, the crazy part is when I was in my younger years, I used to think that small-mindedness, that if they didn't have it, they just didn't have it. And that's actually really not true. Going through countless mistakes of dealing with people per se, or just having even conversations, because I'm a big conversationalist. If you cannot stimulate me mentally, oh, she's not waking up. I don't don't care about how big your dick is. I don't care about how much you think you can please me. If you cannot stimulate me mentally, the clothes are not coming off. It's not happening. It's just not happening. And I had to tell a homegirl about this because, you know, okay, let's talk about it, right? If you've ever seen the show Insecure, brilliant show, definitely check it out, watch it. It's a show that really tackles different situations that occur for a lot of women and just going through awkward phases of being an adult as a woman and just awkward situations. And that's the reason why I love it. But no, seriously, there was a, I think this was on season, going from probably the first season rolling over into the second season. The character Issa, played by, of course, the goddess herself, Issa Rae, she was telling herself that after she was going through a bad breakup, been with this guy for years, right? And this was the person that she had got accustomed to. They broke up because she cheated. And it wasn't because the sex was bad in their relationship. It was because there was other aspects of things that they really didn't want to bring to the forefront and have a discussion. And a lot of times, that's the reason why, in most cases, for us as women, why we cheat. There are other avenues. Because for us as women, and tell me, ladies, if I'm wrong, let me know in the comments. For us, if it's a situation to cheat, it has to be, for most women, cheating is not an immediate reaction for life situations. For certain women, especially like a woman like myself, if I end up cheating, it, you know, I've never been in that mindset to want to do that. But I have to think that if I ever ended up cheating, it's because of the fact that one, I either love this person to a point that I'm selfishly not wanting to let them go, but there are aspects in our relationship that are not making me happy. And I just have to find that from somewhere else. And it doesn't have to be intimately. A lot of times people think, for men, no offense, guys, y'all cheat because you just, it's just an excitement for you. It's just like somebody does a few more tricks than what your girl does at home, which is stupid to me. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. For women, we honestly cheat usually emotionally because there's certain aspects of things that we're looking for in our partner that either they just don't want to hear us. They don't want to see what's going on. Now, either way, what I'm talking about, I do not condone cheating at all. You be an adult, suck that shit up, and you have those conversations, those difficult conversations. But anyway, moving forward. So in the second season of Insecure, the main character of the show, Issa, realized that she's like, you know what? I've been with this one guy for many, many years. It's time for me to have a hoe phase. Now, let me give you a little pull out of the Urban Dictionary, shall we? I'm not pulling it up. I'm just telling you what I know what a hoe phase is. A hoe phase, in case you did not know. A hoe phase is where you just go through this phase of, even though to me it's not necessarily a hoe phase, I just really think it's a moment where you're just kind of just living your best life and you just like, not necessarily your best life, but that's play on words. But it's like where you're just doing your own thing. You're not really caring about being tied down to a relationship. You just kind of, it's a hot girl summer whenever you're ready for it to get hot. You know what I'm talking about? And so pretty much this character is realizing that she's been with this one guy for all these years. They broke up. She wanted to work it out. It didn't happen. Now they've gone their separate ways and she's trying to figure out who she is as a woman without her partner. And you know, a lot of times, a lot of us, when you've become accustomed to that person always being there, you do kind of get lost in the sauce of who you are and your identity and, you know, what you like and what you don't like. And so finally, I think it goes almost so far into the third season where they're not together for, you know, pretty much a whole season, pretty much. And so she's literally just going through this phase where she's talking to different guys, you know, having casual sex. And, you know, there's nothing really more of it than just that. And I brought that up to say is that a lot of times we will judge a person because they just don't want to be tied down at one point in life. And my thing is, it's a difference between doing your own thing and being a fuck person. Because you can have a fuck boy and a fuck girl where you are literally deliberately wasting a person's time and you have no intention on really actually dating them, but you continue to monopolize their time, even though you have no intention on actually being with them. That's just fucking wrong. Point blank period. I dated the fuckboy of the century. I guess I can say dated loosely because that motherfucker definitely wasn't dating me. In my mind, I was dating him. Let's talk about it, right? We're going to call this young man B. So B and I had met through mutual friends, right? Not necessarily mutual friends, but mutual acquaintances. his sibling was dating my sibling. I don't give a shit that they hear this. It's my podcast. I can talk about what I want to talk about. But anyway, B came to me in a way that really, we came to each other in a way that was toxic as hell. I literally had just gotten out of an extremely volatile, toxic, abusive relationship, literally like the night before I met this guy, right? And so my little sister's like, oh no, B is like not like that. He's a really good guy. He's been noticing you and da 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 this and all that. And I'm like, I just literally had to call the cops here to my house. Because my ex is like an asshole and you really want me to focus on another dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, literally in my mind, I'm trying to like rationalize my life because my life felt like it was falling apart at the time. And so next thing you know, they were like, no, just meet him, da 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 this, which was the dumbest decision I could have ever did. Nothing against him now because I'm healed from that situation. But the point is, don't go from one badass situation and get underneath somebody else until you've worked your shit out. Point blank, period. Just putting it out there. So let the story continue, right? So B meets me that next day. I'm so, like, y'all are, like, I'm being dead ass serious. I had just had the cops at my house the night before. Craziest shit ever. I'll tell that story another time. Just had the cops here at my house, and the next day, B is at my house, right? I just had to put my ex-boyfriend out because, like I said, again, he was abusive. Had just put his ass out. He had hit me for the last time. I was like, I'm not doing this shit no more. And I told you that was it. Put his ass out. All that shit. I was, you know, like mortified, everything else. I was in a fucked up place, you know, everything. So next thing you know, they invite B over to my house the next day. And it was like around the evening time when he came over. And so we're sitting down on the couch talking. He felt very comfortable. And the problem was I was just so just in a messed up headspace. So I just wanted it to be comforted and kind of be saved, you know, like, as a woman, I really admit that a lot of times when you have to wear that goddamn cape all the fucking time and be a superwoman, you get tired. You just want to be fucking Lois Lane. Just save me, damn it. Save me. And that's honestly how I felt meeting B. Like, I just was so tired of always having to be the person to figure everything out, have it all together, all that stuff. And so he met me at one of my lowest points in my life. One of the major lowest points in my life, right? And so that's where he was able to slip his way in. Because here's the thing. B also had as what Jada Pinkett would call an entanglement, right? Here's where you're going to be like, bitch, no. And I'm like, yes. Are you sitting down for this, you guys? B was still living with his ex-fiance and her family when he was at my house. Gasp, right? Gasp. Okay. It gets worse. He drove the girl's car over to my house all the time to come see me. Keep in mind, I don't know what their situation was. I have no idea if they were really not together anymore. I have no fucking clue. When I found this out that that really wasn't his car and he was driving a girl's car over there, at one point I was just like, I really mentally was in a capacity where I didn't care. But then now that I look back at it, I'm like, that was so fucked up. Like, I'm like, damn, savage, okay? All right. So next thing you know, me and B start hanging out more and more. At the time, he had just got laid off from a job. He always would have like amazing jobs. So I'm going to give him that. And he had just got laid off. So he was in between a rock and a hard place, just like I was. Right. And I think that's the reason why we kind of like connected with each other, because we had both had similar backstories of having difficult times in life growing up and still always trying to see the brighter side of things, if you want to say. So anyway, moving forward to the story, next thing you know, me and B down the time, I think he had been hanging out at my house for like a month or so before we became like intimate, right? And of course, you know, the first thing when you get some good, you're like, okay, so what are we now? So do we go together? Like, what are we doing? And that was definitely me. Time, B was coming in after a person that, it was good. Don't get it wrong. Me and that ex, we had good times intimately per se, but B came in there and flipped it upside down, sauteed it, filleted it, and shish kebabbed it. Okay. At that time in my life. And so of course, when you done put it on me like that, I'm like, shit, like, hold on, does this get to be mine every day? Like, what we doing? And so naturally, I'm just like, you come over my house all the time. We always talk every day. So like, I mean, I just gave you some coochie on the floor. I think the next best step is we go together, like in my mind, you know what I'm saying? Again, keep in mind, I was in my 20s. So we're talking about early 20s too with that. I couldn't be no more. I hadn't even turned 22 yet. So literally, I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it what it is. I got dickmarized. I did. The dick was so amazing at that time in my life that I was blindsided. I was in love. I was in love. And that's the reason why I was not able to see all the bullshit that transpired over the next 3 years. And you're like, bitch, 3 years? Yes, bitch, 3 years. I went back and forth with this man for what seemed like a millennia in my head for really realistically what was like 3 years. Because of the fact that I wanted to be his girlfriend so bad. I wanted him to claim me. I wanted it to be all the nines. I wanted us to be together, build a life together. He fed me such dreams. Let's be honest. He fed me such dreams. He could have been Steven Spielberg. He made such a movie out of all of it. So what was really the final straw for me, realistically in my life in that moment, was I was really embarrassed, right? So what happened? My sister, again, keep in mind, my sister was dating his sibling, right? His brother. And so they all had like a get together at one of their other siblings' house. So tell me why I walk in, and I'm talking about face crack of the century. I walk into the room. I'm thinking like, okay, it's going to be well welcomes. Everybody knew who I was. His, you know, their family was pretty, you know, pretty welcoming, pretty chill, whatever, right? I walk into the room. And there's a face I didn't recognize. It was a young lady. And next thing you know, they said her name. And I was like, oh my God, that's her. They are literally, and then if you could have seen his face in that moment when I walked in the room, he literally looked like he just seen a ghost, or like just his whole body just like froze up in that instant. So keep in mind, I walk in. I'm actually looking pretty nice, by the way, because I think this might have been like my birthday weekend or something like that. So I was actually dressed pretty nice. And this is where the kicker is really going to be at, right? I had a friend of mine waiting in the car for me that wanted to take me out for my birthday. Also another guy that I had dealings with in the past, but we chose to be friends. Okay, nothing more, nothing less. And so I walk in and I'm just like, yeah, this is embarrassing. Everybody in the room knew what was going on except for her. And so I was just like, oh my God. Because here's the thing. I had never known that they were still going to places and events together, right? You're at a freaking family event that's for your half of your family and she's there and I didn't know anything about this. Nobody told me shit. So I just walked into a shit show of a situation. Everybody's been drinking. Everybody looking at each other like, oh shit, what the fuck is gonna happen now? And I'm just like, hey, I just came to pick up my little sister. What's good? Like, that was it. I was literally coming to pick up my little sister. It was time for her to go. She was coming back to the house or whatever, because my little sister lived with me at the time. One of my little sisters lived with me at the time and I had custody of her. And so I was like, I'm just here to pick up my little sister. And so next thing you know, I walk out, leave out. My friend is still in the car. My little sister knew who he was also. So she spoke. We all kiki and laughing. And I still just felt this like whole angst go over me where I was so fucking pissed. I was like, this raggedy ass motherfucker told me that they didn't have, like, it wasn't even like that. They didn't even go place anymore. They were just coexisting until he can get in a better spot, because she also lived with her family. So what was so crazy about it was the dynamic. She lived with her mom and he was living with her and her mom and her other sibling, right? And which I get it. And this was back in like the earlier mid 2000s. So different, you know, stuff was just going on for a lot of people. So sometimes you had to go back to your roots, right? My friend that had came down, I had went to go pick him up in Marshall. And he ended up being a doozy in itself. He's a whole episode by himself. We'll just go. Trust me, there's stories to come. So anyway, he's looking at me. He can tell I'm really irritated. And so I didn't want to tell him that another guy had something to do with it, because I mean, you're here trying to cheer me up for my birthday, because nobody planned anything for my birthday. My birthdays have always been kind of just like a situation. It's like, oh, it's Ariel's birthday. You know? And that's how I've always felt for years. I've only had my some of my closest friends try to, like, you know, liven up my birthday and try to make it more than what it is, even though it never ends up being anything. So in that moment, I'm literally driving, trying to take my sister home, dropping her off, because, of course, she was old enough to be at home by herself. And me and him were going to go hang out. You know what I'm saying? Not B, but the other friend. We'll call him S. And so I am literally fuming right now because I'm just like, dude, you didn't even tell me happy birthday. This and the third, like, I'm literally just in my mind, just pissed beyond words, because I'm like, I don't understand what's going on right now, because there's no reason why you and her should be even in the same room at your family's function and you and her are no longer together, supposedly. And so pretty much what ended up happening after everybody saw the face crack of the century, more so on his part, because I was playing it cool. At the end of the day, it is what it is. I tried to keep a cool demeanor, even on the inside. I was dying on the inside. So this is what happens. His family decides to do an intervention with me, right? So I won't forget this. This part is where you're going to be like, bitch, I can't believe this. Yes, this happened. I go over. Okay, so their sister had got a new, her and her husband at the time had got a new house, right? They had just moved, beautiful home, great, all this stuff, right? And so they asked me to come by, and I was picking up my sister anyway, because their brother that she was dating was over there. He had spent the night over there at their house. And so she wanted to go over there and hang out with them. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And so when I'm coming in, I'm thinking that I'm just coming to see the house, speak to everybody, and then I'm getting my sister and I'm leaving. They were like, hey, Ariel, we really want to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. They sit me down and they're like, hey, we don't know what you and B got going on. Well, we have an idea that he's dealing with you and telling you one thing and telling old girl another thing. And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, they are still together. And I'm just like, my heart went in my ass. This is a man that I'm sitting up here. We're talking about the future, talking about building a life together, all these things. Keep in mind, he still had never called me his girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about? He was a great pillow talker, put it like that. He was talking about how amazing of a woman I was, how great of a mom I would be, and all this other shit, right? And they're literally telling me how this man is basically living a double life. Like, he's telling her one thing, telling me another thing, and we're just both just innocent victims in this whole situation. And the way he had painted her out, he was telling me how she was just not supportive. You know, that's the reason why they didn't work out. She would always be worried about what other people thought. And like, he was telling me I was the complete opposite of this woman and how amazing I was and how a breath of fresh air I was. But then yet again, you're over here and you're still with her. Y'all sure in the same household. I wouldn't even be surprised if y'all slept in the same bed at this point in time, right? And so I'm just literally, like I say again, face cracked the fuck out, because keep in mind, it is damn near his whole family, or like, you know, his family that's telling me this shit about him. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And keep in mind, at this point, he was out of town seeing other family. Okay. And so I was just like, what the hell? And then what makes matters worse, I was supposed to be picking him up, I think, from like the airport or the bus station or whatever, because he was out of town. So next thing you know, I am literally just like, I tell him, thank you for telling me this. I tell him, like, I really don't know how to take everything in. I don't know how to feel right now. And here's my thought. This is my immediate thought. And I know a lot of people can relate to this. If I just told you, hear me out, right? If I just told you what all I went through, all the heartache, all the pain that this person put me through, why would you turn right around and just dig the knife even deeper? And I'm still trying to heal from a previous wound that somebody else did, but you decided to open that wound right back up. Stand. The ones where you tell them everything that you've been through with a person, right? Where y'all have had your late night talks and y'all are talking about life. They're sharing their life struggles. You're sharing your life struggles. I tell you what this previous motherfucker, keep in mind, my previous ex before me and him started having dealings with each other was whooping my ass. Like, literally putting his hands on me, wasn't helping my household at all. Just literally just was just a menace to society. No pun intended, but true. But the point of the matter is, I just told you what all I went through, the heartache that I went through. I also lost a kid in that relationship. Keep in mind, I was pregnant in that relationship. And because of all the fighting that we were doing, I lost that kid. I can openly and wholeheartedly say this now and not bring a tear to my eye because I've healed from that situation. I moved on. But when you really look back at it, like, you are a fucked up individual to do that to somebody after you heard my story and what I went through. And the fact that you could put me right back into a situation where I'm not even the main option. I'm a fucking side piece at this point because everybody already knew who she was, right? They knew me for different circumstances because my sister is dating their sibling. So I'm just like, dude, you just literally, I said, it's bad enough. I already got embarrassed once, but to get embarrassed twice, I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, I was like, when I tell you I was fuming, there was not enough words. So next thing you know, he calls me to tell me he's ready to get picked up, right? And the only reason why I did it is because I wanted him to see how hurt I was. And I picked him up from, I think it was like from the bus station or whatever. I picked him up. He got in the car. I was literally so quiet. I didn't say anything. And the tension was so thick in that car, you can cut it with a goddamn knife. I picked him up and I literally drove him not too far from where he was living, right? And we were like stopped at some store and I turned to him and I said, I can't believe you would do this to me. And he was like, what are you talking about? I said, they told me everything. I said, the fact that I could tell you and you saw everything that I went through and you could put me in this situation like you have, like as if nothing I've told you meant anything. I was, when I tell you I was bawling my eyes out crying, when I tell you that was the most vulnerable I have ever been in my life compared to how I am now, in that moment for me to be that raw and vulnerable with a person, especially a man at that point, and it not be like a best friend or whatever, I put all my emotions out there on the floor and I was letting him, he could see the pain in my face. And I knew, I may not know for sure. I may not never know 100% for sure because me and him don't talk anymore, but we didn't talk for other reasons later on down the line, which that's another story for another day. But when I tell you that he could see how hurt I was and could see the damage that he created, you could have heard a pin drop in that car. It was so goddamn quiet because even then he couldn't say anything. I waited for him because, you know, in that moment when you're hurt and a person has hurt you, they have literally just torn you down to the bare minimums of everything. You need a fucking explanation. You need a reason why. You want to know why the fuck with your selfish ass, knowing everything I went through and come fuck with me and knowing you're not ready to give me what I deserve. He couldn't say anything. He couldn't say anything. And all I could do was drop him off at home. That was it. I just dropped him off and I just drove off. And it, in my mind, I just so told myself, I was like, I don't want nothing to do with this man ever again. I lied because it went on for like 2 more years after that, of course, going back and forth with somebody that truly did not ever want to really be with me. They just liked the idea of me and what I brought to the table as a person, but not ever wanted to really just be with me. And that's a whole nother entanglement for another day, talking about that conversation. But point blank period, as we get ready to bring things down to a close, because I think I've took y'all on a roller coaster ride of emotions already as it is. I just want you guys to know that at the end of the day, no matter how somebody else depicts you, you're worthy of all the love that you're asking for. You're not asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong person. I need you to realize that and understand that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to put in an application for you, and a lot of them will never qualify for the job. Just remember that. Is that when you learn about yourself, what you need, what you don't want to deal with, what you're willing to accept, what you're willing to work with, you have the most amazing arsenal that people can't even touch you anymore after that. Like, not touch you in a way that people used to affect you before. That's what I want you to get to a place of, where you can spot bullshit through a fucking fog storm. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, you guys, I would love your feedback on today's episode because it's been a lot. It's been a lot going on. I will sip my coffee on that notion. But in the grand scheme of things, overall, I'll say again, you are not too much to love. You're just asking the wrong person to do it. If you are asking for simple things, things that are just the bare minimum, honestly, even nowadays, people get mad because people no longer want to accept the bare minimum. That's because it is the bare minimum. When you got the bare minimum from your childhood, bare minimum from your adolescence, bare minimum from your young adult life or whatever stage of life that you're in, and you finally realize that I've been settling for less and I will never settle again, people get mad when they realize you know your worth. Think about the power in what I just said. When you know your worth, that is the most dangerous thing that you can ever know, because nobody can put you in a place anymore that they used to put you in. You put yourself in the own place that you want to be in life. Remember that. Don't let anybody ever set your worth. You have an imaginary price tag on the bottom of your ass that you don't even know the price of, because guess what? Your worth increases every damn day. Every day that you choose to get up, every day that you keep pushing, every day that you keep fighting, every day that you laugh through your obstacles, every day that you smile through your heartache, you are building yourself up. And you need somebody that's going to see that same worth like you saw for yourself. Don't you ever settle for less, or I will come for your ass through this mic. Now, with that being said, that heartfelt moment, you guys make sure you send in your questions to the Ask Your Cousin email. It's going to be askyourcousin@gmail.com. Also, well, you can check your cousin out at TikTok at LadyPainted90. You can also follow your girl on the gram at LadyPainted_MUA. And of course, you can also find me on Facebook at Ariel Lathan. So of course, you guys know I would love your feedback. Feel free to answer in the comments, of course. And of course, until next time, happy thoughts, happy days, and happy memories.